Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
I thought he should be here. I thought he landed in this spot.
Hi, guys.
What the what?
I got small and fell in my shoe.
I think the temple recreating itself drew Morrigu to it.
But you feel Selene caressing your hair, and you feel tendrils of black energy flowing all over you from Morrigu.
Now, ladies, I'm afraid this can't happen.
The place of this key is 3 days' travel from the tree that birthed itself.
So from here?
All of the energy's coming into this one spot, and I think the potential of a stone is there.
The hell does that even mean?
It's almost here.
Now he's just kind of creeping me out.
And there!
Please don't tell me that you just created the first space stone.
Perry!
Eggsy!
Perry's come back, and now she wants Eggsy to...
Yeah, I get it.
One, two, three...
What just happened?
We are above the Valley of the Lost Kings. The eagle banks as the sunlight emerges from the clouds, and we're diving toward the edge of the clearing with a large stone in its center, and suddenly the eagle screams and banks as if breaking through a veil in the air itself, and we are over a bustling fey village of large mushroom homes and lily skyscrapers. A large banner says, "Welcome to
Phaeton."
Welcome to Phaeton. And the eagle banks away as we come down on a little mushroom house with white potato fence. And inside the window, we hear Egerton shouting at Perry.
I understand that you said you played the last turn in Candyland last night, but I had to put everything away because all the little fae kept trying to eat the pieces. And those are choking hazards. And yes, they're edible. And yes, they're tasty and full of nutrition.
Fine, but fine. You win the argument. Fine. I've got my hands full and I could use a little help.
I'm trying to help, but you won't let me help.
Well, I would let you help if you'd stop talking about the game last night. Why don't you go get some bread downtown?
Fine, I'm gonna go get some bread downtown and not talk about the game last night anymore that I cleaned up because all the little fae were trying to eat the pieces.
Fine.
And stayed. Okay, I'm going!
Egerton exits into a beautiful fae village with fae dashing through the air, and he sees Darcy up ahead on the street.
Darcy!
Hey, Egerton.
How's it going?
It's fine. How is it going with Perry?
Oh, it's awful. It's real awful. Where's Platt? I've been looking for him.
Didn't that relationship deteriorate really quickly?
Well, yeah, that's why. Wait, me and Blatt or me and Perry?
Well, you and Blatt, it did deteriorate pretty quickly, but I was asking about Perry.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you get together, you hold hands, you start a new dawn and era for an entire new species, and the stresses just kind of get at you after a while, living in a little mushroom with not a lot of space. You know, it's fine. Everything's fine. Everything will work out. It's fine.
Okay,
it's
good, because there are a lot of little fairies around here.
Yeah, and they all want attention, don't they?
Yeah, I don't actually know where Blatt is. I think maybe I saw him two streets over.
two streets over, so that puts him on Gumdrop Lane, right?
I think that's it, yeah.
Okay. And with that, Egerton pops out of existence in front of you with a surprised look on his face.
Egerton? Egerton? Hello? Excuse me, did you see
what?
That?
See what?
That you're, you know...
See a human in a fey village? I did indeed!
No,
very unusual.
No, the fey who was in front of me. You know, the mother father of your entire species?
Oh, mother fey, yes!
Yes, well, did you...
Motherton!
Motherton, did you see what happened to Motherton?
No, what did you do to Motherton?
I didn't do anything, but they were just standing right
Everyone!
There.
She did something to Motherton!
No,
something
no.
happened to Motherton?
Motherton? The All-Motherton?
Oh,
quick,
no!
Get the one who attacked All-Motherton!
No,
stop her! Stop her!
Oh,
stop her!
All-Motherton! All-Motherton!
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howey. Episode 46, Mother, Mother.
Okay, so we're back. Everyone, first thing we're going to do before I explain anything is we're all going to level up.
Ooh.
So we're gonna level up. But Egerton, you can choose something additional to level up, but I also have something you get as well. It's called, everyone ready for this? A Mother's Worry. When in proximity to a fey stone, you may visit anyone that you are worried of or about.
Wow.
Ooh.
Which I think is what just happened. On a 10 plus, you visit who you intended.
Mm-hmm.
On a 7 to 9, I've got this written out for you. On a 7 to 9, you visit them, but perhaps not in the right universe or time stream.
Ooh.
So that is a mother's... We're going to roll that once we're done, because I think that's what just happened, though you didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one new power that you know. Egerton now has.
Can I fix the grammar on this card?
Yes.
So I'm a level 6.
And
seven,
you now lost
sorry.
5 hit points.
Seriously?
No.
Do not correct the Dungeon Master's
grammar.
Bad things happen. Might I say, Sean, that's a lovely shirt you're wearing.
Thank you. You get 5 hit points.
Yay!
All right, so level 7.
Okay. Trouble with magic has changed. So this was the rule that we were operating on where magic was different way back here in time. Anything involving a magic or a power that you roll 2d6 for, you don't have to roll to see if it works anymore. You may not know that magic works in character, right? But if you roll a 2 or a 3, something weird is going to happen, so just let me know. And if you roll snake eyes, 2 ones, let me know. So it doesn't matter what modifiers you have. If you roll snake eyes, something bad happens. Or unexpected happens. Okay. Let's get back to it. Let's return to Phaeton. We have a power to roll. Someone was thinking about Blatt and triggered a mother's worry.
That's me.
I know.
Roll 2d6.
2d6. I rolled a 12.
Blatt, where do you think you are in Phaeton? What are you doing?
Blatt is sitting on a street corner with a tin cup begging for change.
And with a pop, Egerton appears next to you.
Blatt!
Ah! Egerton.
Where'd you come from?
I didn't come from anywhere. I've been sitting here.
Okay, but me and Darcy were just talking about you and then you appeared.
No, I did not appear. You appeared. You were the one who did the appearing.
Okay, if I'm the one appeared, then why is Darcy right here?
And here she is.
Oh, are they still chasing me? Are they still...
There she is!
Quick,
get her!
Whoa, 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 what's going on? What's going on?
She killed the old mother! Down with the human! What?
No, no, not dead. No, I'm right here. Hi.
Isn't that the old mother?
Oh, but we're gonna, like, dunk her in the pudding pit.
Okay, well, that would be fun, but we've got business to do. It's okay. I'm here. Everything's okay. Don't worry.
I was looking forward to a really good dunk.
Yeah, me too. Well,
what if... What if later we all get together and just dunk for fun?
Yay!
Yay!
Dunk for no reason! Dunk for no reason! Dunk for no reason!
I gotta go get bread.
Well, that seems to have resolved that.
They were getting pretty vicious, Egerton. These are your children.
Okay, so where did you disappear to, Darcy? And Blatt, how did you show up here?
I didn't disappear. You disappeared right in front of me. This is why I was almost dunked by all your people.
Oh, okay, so I disappeared.
You disappeared.
And then I reappeared here.
I guess so.
Blatt, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to collect small change. You see, now that we live in Dolphay Village, I find that I have nothing to offer to this society. So I've become a common hobo.
What? Nothing to offer? Blatt! Blatt! You can cook things, you can bazooka things, you can fly. You are the best at ironing I've ever seen.
But all of these little fae have the magical clothing. They all just wear one outfit all the time. Nobody wants to bazooka anything. And I can't tell you the number of little creatures that I pass that they just say, "Ooh, look at the big red one." That's it.
I'm ooh, just look at the big red one.
Thank you very much.
Well,
move
you're
along,
welcome.
Jordy.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, Jordan, not very polite.
Oh, look at the mole mother one.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is me, so that's nice. That's you know, the best thing about me. So to yeah. point that out and compliment it is fair.
Right, that's what I was doing.
Blatt's redness is just part of who he is, though.
Huh?
If you were to point to him and say, "Oh, look at the wit," or "Oh, look at the flying," or "Oh, look at the crease lines."
I gotta go.
Okay. So, Blatt, you could start Phaeton's first dry cleaner.
You know what I realized? That my life has gone perilously downhill since the creation of this magical small town.
Well, technically the small town was created long before your life began.
But I was here to witness its beginning.
Yes, but it began before you could see it, and you can only see it as a result of its beginning.
Right, but do you know how long I've been here?
How long?
4 days! It's only been 4 days! I shouldn't have lost my mind this quickly! Look at me! Oh, my crease lines are almost gone entirely. Wait, Darcy, how have you been able to live a life in this society?
Well, I don't know what the problem is. We meet lots of different types of people during our adventures. This is just another different type of people. And frankly, Egerton's been tied up in the house with Perry, so I've just been exploring, and I don't have to deal with this whole "I'm the leader, and I'm the all-mother, and I rule everything." That was getting a little tough. So really, it hasn't been that bad.
But it's the society of Egertons, Darcy.
Well,
they're all little Egertons.
They're not all Egertons.
Every single person I've spoken to for 4 days is just a little Egerton. Oh, I'm freaking out again.
But have you had the pastries? They're really good.
I have. I believe I've already acquired a cavity. Which is why I'm trying to get money. I have to get some Egerton clone to give me future dental care.
What? We don't have money in Phaeton. This is where everyone contributes something so we can all succeed together moving forward. It's really best for us, best for the environment, and best for the future of all life.
Pastry?
Oh, thank you.
Pastry?
I've had my fill. Thank
pastry.
You. Oh, for sure.
Fresh pleather berries on this one.
Do you have any protein in this village?
Protein?
Protein?
Proteons?
Sugar?
Sugar. Oh, we've got lots of sugar, Blatt.
No, I'm well aware of the sugar. Anything that is perhaps a fruit and or a vegetable.
Oh, there's fruit on this one. With a glaze.
Listen, Blatt, a little while ago you said to me you wanted some time to rest, to rejuvenate. Could we just not always be out adventuring? And now you have your time. You should just sit, relax, you don't have to earn money, and just try and stay away from Egerton for a bit.
So that's a no then?
That's a no on the fruit glaze, thank you. Okay. I can't stay away from Egerton. They're all Egerton, and I wish someone had told me that I was living in a post-capitalist society when I've been out here begging for change!
So how's the accommodations been, Blatz?
I don't know how to get any! You've been a very quick, unhappy marriage with Perry. You've completely forgotten about us. Darcy, where are you staying? Can I stay with you?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of room. You know, they had to stack up a few mushrooms for me in different formation. I'm sure they could do that for you.
That's not a no. I didn't hear a no.
Well, to be honest with you, Blatt, I've...
Okay, so that settles it. I'm now bunking with Darcy. So how is it with Perry, Egerton?
It's bad.
It's been 4 days, though.
Yeah, so you know when Darcy said, like, I've been tied up with Perry, and everyone was like, ah, that's funny, the newlyweds. Look at the ligature marks. Okay, these aren't coming out. I think they may be tattooed somehow. I don't know how that happened.
Are you being physically abused by Perry?
No, I'm consensually engaging in everything. It's just a lot of everything.
Egerton, those aren't ligature marks. Those are licorice marks.
Okay, when they're tied to the bedpost, they become ligatures. It doesn't matter what they're made of. And it's black licorice. No one likes black licorice. Remember the last time we had black licorice?
It's true. I hated it. I wanted to brush my teeth immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Which, also, I'm sorry. Are there toothbrushes in this
society? Yeah, definitely. Here, and then you just, here, look. So you take a toothbrush. I've got a couple.
Uh-huh.
And then you squeeze out the pastry puff on top of the bristles, and you put those in, and you just rub them all over your teeth. Get the sugar all over. Here you go. Do you need some help? Do you want me to...
How are you alive? How are you still alive?
Well, this is just what's natural for Faye.
Oh, it's an unnatural place, Darcy. We live in a magical, unnatural place.
Yeah, but something's bound to come along soon to threaten our lives, so we may as well just enjoy it while we can and wait for the big dark cloud to hover over us like it always does.
Promise? Promise? Is something bad going to come that's going to threaten our lives? Do you promise? Oh, Darcy, one can only hope.
And the warning bell of the village begins to ring.
There you go.
No, this probably just means something minor, like, oh no, we're out of custard.
We're out of custard?
We're out of custard!
Town Square, emergency! Run! Run! Everyone, bring your custard stores!
Run!
All right!
There's a run of custard in the bank!
He's got custard! Get him!
Oh, the custard! It's mine!
We cut to an hour later, and a few bedraggled fae are leaving the central commons as Egerton talks everyone down, realizing there's still plenty of custard in the bank.
Don't worry, everyone. There's still plenty of custard in the custard bank.
Ooh, phew.
I know.
That was a scary one.
It was.
I was worried we were going to have to put money in the bank. It's silly, I know.
Oh, I meant to say, Perry's really upset and was, like, waiting for, like, some bread or something, Motherton.
Oh,
I think about an hour ago.
Right. The bread. Okay, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine, everyone. Just calm down. Okay, I'm going to go get some bread. Blatt, why don't you come with me? You can stand in front of me and hand deliver the bread to Perry, and that'll be a nice change of pace for you. You haven't seen Perry in a while.
The bread is bread, though, right? Just regular bread like we used to have out in the world.
Well, yeah, it's bread. I mean, it's based in sugar, and this one, I think, has a brown sugar on top of it, and there might have been some pleather mixed in, and some dried fruits that have been crystallized, so they're candied, and it doesn't have any raisins, because no one wants raisins. So, you know, it's bread.
It's the closest thing I've had to food in a while. All right, let's go deliver some bread to your angry wife. A week ago, if I had said that, I would have thought I was crazy. But here we are.
And the warning bell of the village begins to ring again.
Oh, what is it now? Are we out of sprinkles or something?
No, we got plenty of sprinkles.
Oh, good. That would have been bad if that somehow incited another riot. All right, let's go into town square and see what the bell's ringing for.
Aren't we standing in the town square?
I'm not a big fan of you, Trevor.
Sorry, Mother.
No, you know what? I promoted you from your intern position,
yeah.
And I don't think it's working. I think maybe you should focus on just getting coffee for a while.
Okay. Hold on. Two sugars?
too short. Okay. Look, Trevor. It's Trevor, right?
Yes, it's Trevor.
It's Trevor.
I'm trying so hard.
I know you're trying, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I ever ask for two sugars in my coffee,
yeah.
I want you to take the biggest, meanest-looking dagger you can find.
Okay.
And just cut off your hands.
What? But you, didn't you just ask for two sugars in your coffee?
No, you suggested two sugars, why I need you to cut off your hands.
Egerton?
Now.
Egerton?
Yes.
Egerton?
Yes.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm not sure I like this darker side of you. Have you noticed you're getting a little bit mean?
I don't think it's mean. I think I'm just, you know, there's a lot of stress.
Don't have a hand! Oh, that didn't hurt. Oh, it's okay. Do I need to do the other one still?
No, you're fine. One-handed Trevor, you're just fine. Everyone, one-handed Trevor is now lefty.
Egerton, he just cut off his hand because of you.
Okay, but the thing is...
He cut off his hand.
I know, it's just that we have this system of care for everyone now, where no matter who you are or what's wrong, someone's going to help you get better. And we've got a lot of magic around right now. I don't know if you've noticed, it's really starting to kind of spurt out of everything. Like, you could literally just take a chunk of a mushroom or a tree and eat it and feel completely satiated now.
It doesn't mean you should have people cut off their hands. It's better if they don't cut off their hands, then they don't have to take any fungal remedies or anything like that. Have you ever thought of that? You need to calm down.
I'm trying to calm down. It's just, you know, it's a little tense right now because every single time I try and do something, someone's telling me I'm doing it wrong or not doing it right or I should be enjoying it more even though I don't think it's supposed to work that way.
Well, maybe you need to take some time away from Perry, find another toadstool or mushroom house, and just take some time to yourself.
Oh, okay. I think that's a great idea, Darcy. I'm just going to ask you for one little favor.
Okay.
I need you to go tell that to Perry.
I think I can do that, but first of all, shouldn't we figure out what that incessant ringing is about?
And buddy, you shouldn't abuse socialized medicine just because you can now solve every problem. People shouldn't be cutting off their hands all willy-nilly just because there's a cure for it. What if someone else here had cut off their hand and they can't see a fungal expert to cure it?
But there's always a fungal expert. It might take a little bit longer, but there's always fungal experts, and everyone's fungal requirements will be met.
The bell stops ringing suddenly.
Oh, I fixed it.
No, you didn't address the problem at all. It just stopped.
Here's a question for you. Who's responsible for ringing the bell?
That's me. I'm up here with the bell.
Okay, so could you tell us why you're ringing it?
Oh, yeah. There's demons all over the field. They're going to be stepping through any second, so I stopped ringing it because I thought, well, what if they could hear it? I know they probably can't, but I thought, well, just in case.
Seablat, I told you. Danger and death has come to our doorstep just like it always does.
Oh, I could be killed at any moment. Wait. This is still some sort of magical village, right? What if the demons can't even see us?
Egerton, can they see us?
Well, Black, can you see us?
Well, yes, I can see you because I've been a part of this since the very beginning, but maybe a, you know, intruder can't.
Okay, so what if everyone just stays real still for like 3 or 4 hours and see if the demons just go away?
No, I mean, does the village have a magical covering over it that makes it invisible to other people or intruders? You know, that'd be a really good fairy idea to have to protect you.
Actually, you can't tell them about the veil.
Well,
it's a fey secret.
It's a 4-day-old secret, to be fair.
But that is true, it is 4 days, but it's still a good secret.
It's a great secret. Maybe that's why we should tell them, though.
Well, I don't know, but those demons are getting pretty close. If they come through it, maybe we should have made it so only fey could come through them.
That would have been a great idea. Maybe some kind of passcode?
Oh.
Hello? Hey, what are you talking about?
Just the fairy stuff.
Yeah.
Is it some sort of veil that covers the village from prying eyes?
You told them.
I didn't tell them. You just told them.
I was telling you.
Yeah, but they're standing next to me. Did you put the veil over us?
No. We can do that?
Well, yeah.
Egerton disappears.
What? He did... Wait,
since he's become the mother of an entire civilization, I've found him to be quite unreliable.
And Egerton reappears mid-sentence.
And all I think we need to do is explain to everyone why we're having these conversations behind the scenes instead of in public.
Where did you just go?
What? Where did you come from?
You just popped out of existence and popped back in.
I didn't pop out of existence. I was still existing.
Well, not to me, you weren't.
Who are you just speaking to?
Perry.
Is Perry here now?
No.
Because you're not in your house?
Okay, Blatt. Perry's not here. Do you see Perry?
I do not. My point was, you were just in your house, and now you are no longer there.
Yes. And?
Maybe that's weird?
Well, I guess, maybe from the outside. But isn't everything a little weird to someone?
To everyone, buddy.
What are we going to do with the demons on your doorstep?
Well, there's a veil. So they probably shouldn't be able to see us. I mean, that's a pretty standard thing, right? Just to put up some kind of magical dome to protect us.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
What about us, non-fey individuals? Are we protected by this magical veil?
Well, you're not protected, per se. You're hidden.
Ah, so if they walk through it, they see us all.
Oh, yeah, it's like a cloth veil. I mean, it's...
It's not a magical veil? It's just a cloth veil?
Well, no, it's magical, but it's like... the texture of the magic is cloth-like. You just kind of push your way through it a little bit.
I swear to Loxon, Egerton, if there's just a simple, big, green, leafy umbrella covering this entire village, protecting us from diddly squat, I am going to be so angry right until the moment that demons tear me apart.
And that's when a giant face appears in the sky above you, and it looks a lot like Lady Veth.
Hello, little ones.
There's a demon face in the sky. Demon face in the sky!
Should I ring the bell?
Well, I think we all know it's up there. It's a giant demon face.
I'm gonna ring the bell!
I really don't think you need to read the bell again.
I'm ringing the bell!
I found you! There you are!
Hi, Veth!
Hello, my goodness! So many of you around here!
It was a busy night.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time at Other Bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and we are so excited to be back. We're back. Oh, what's happening? And we want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone that was waiting and that stuck around and that has been sharing the end of time and other bothers with all of your friends and family, and for all the lovely comments in our Discord. And we've got so much more to come. We've been having so much fun coming back together around the table. And it gets crazy, as expected. And so without further ado, I think we have a sketch or a skit and probably some ads. Who knows? Thanks, everyone.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl. And when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
All right, Steagle, so we have a special request here.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it to sing the friend song?
Perhaps we can sing the friend song later.
Okay.
This is something, someone's having some trouble,
and they would like us
to sing the friend song.
No, again, we might get to that later. Okay. We're supposed to show them some support in times of trouble. Anyway, so this person is a student.
Who's the person?
This is someone referred to as Commander Wren.
I know Commander Wren.
You know Commander Wren.
We play BioWare games online.
Well, this is sort of similar in that Commander Wren is having problems taking biochemistry.
Is that like a new game?
It's like a new game, except the game is tedious and very difficult.
Oh, that sounds like a BioWare game, actually. When you gotta start at the beginning and make all your choices, and you're like, which character? And then you gotta build them all the way through all the trees and make all the decisions every time.
So I guess this is where the bio comes in.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we just want to say to Commander Wren that we're very sorry that biochemistry is so difficult. So perhaps next time, maybe don't take it or something?
Yeah, or maybe ship a different character if you have that option. Because, you know, sometimes it really can be tedious if you gotta, you know, ship the same two every time. So you might want to pick a different path, even if it means you have to kill your major character.
Wow, we're speaking across purposes again. No, this is a class, not a game. It's not about shipping. It's not about people getting together. It's about learning tedious facts about chemistry and how biology is involved, or maybe vice versa. I'm really not sure. I didn't take it myself. More of a theater major.
Oh, wow. Theater.
Oh, no.
That's amazing.
Do not be impressed by that at all. No? Really, do not.
But it's like the stage. All of life is a stage. Right?
Well, true, except on the stage, there's a real lack of biochemistry.
The game or the class?
Both.
Oh, okay. So what are we saying to Commander Wren?
We're very sorry that you're having problems with biochemistry.
We're very sorry you're having problems with biochemistry.
That's an approximation of how it's pronounced.
That's an approximation of how to pronounce.
Buck up.
Buck up.
We're sure you'll get through it.
We're sure you'll get through it. And ship the people you want.
You're talking about the game again, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Time to sing the friend song?
That's the end. You guys never know when to end.
Coming this fall, Biochem.
Biochem.
By BioWare.
By BioWare.
We cut to the day before, and we are inside House Nefarious, the Golden Dome in the city of Cranox. And there's a meeting happening with only two people present, Lady Veth of House Salamander and Narf of House Nefarious.
Ah, Lady Veth.
Yes?
Would you like to have a seat? Anything to drink?
No, nothing to drink from you.
I know we have had our disagreements.
Yes.
And you may have been involved in releasing my prey.
I was not involved. They slipped through your fingers.
Yes. But it seems that this might be a time to do something drastic.
What do you mean?
An alliance.
What?
I know. Unspeakable. But
the Salamanders and Nefarious houses have never once been caught in an alliance.
It is why there is no one here, so we will not be caught this time. But what if the Dwarven Alliance has moved against us?
When did you hear this?
The ship that took them away?
Yes.
It was purchased by the Dwarven Alliance.
I see.
Captain Val was operating as their ambassador.
Well, what would they want with such useless characters?
It is a very good question, Lady Veth. And it makes me wonder, what are they up to?
Indeed, we cannot have anyone rising up against our glorious kingdom.
Ah, yes. Remember, many, many generations passed when we did not rule the land.
I don't like to think back to that.
Yes, and perhaps we need to make sure it does not happen this time.
Well, what do you suggest?
That we combine forces for a brief period to get them back.
Yes, I might be able to put my forces at your disposal.
Because, you see, my demon phalanx would be perhaps unstoppable with your shadow warriors.
Well, my shadow warriors don't need your phalanx, but we can certainly help you.
Yes, and rather than you trekking on foot for months, we could get you there and deploy you in mere minutes.
All right. Well, let's get to it.
Ah, but wait first. We must divvy up what we will be acquiring.
Yes, what do you want from the deal?
Well, I know you've taken a liking, it seems, to that little fruity one.
Yes, he is quite charming in his way.
And I might be willing to let you have the red half-demon one.
Hmm?
And all I want is the human.
Why would you want a beast? What good could it be to you?
Ah, that is for me to worry about. I do believe that I am giving you quite the deal here. A deal that would not require any double-crossing, Lady Veth.
All right, Narf. I'll take the half-demon and the fruit, and you can have the beastie, but I'm watching you.
Very well. I will unite my phalanx. They will launch at dawn, and they will trail that ship and bring your shadow warriors right to them.
Excellent.
Table clear, table clear, table clear. I'm here to clear your table. Is there a problem? Oh, you haven't eaten anything. You, do you have a plate or a drink? You do not. Neither do you, sir. I'm very sorry to disturb this meeting. I was formerly a floor mobber, but I was let go from a big airship. They thought I was ugly and rather stupid, and so now I have to work at the bottom of our demonic society again. So now I am clearing tables. So, you don't have a plate?
Centurion!
Or a glass?
Centurion!
Oh, if only I was a centurion, sir! I'd have to work for 18 years straight to get up to the rank of centurion again!
I am promoting you. It is why you are here.
Oh! I must grasp my chest! Oh! It's all too much, sir! It is more than I could possibly dream of! I am being silent now!
Lady Veth, this one, as much as it pains me, was on the ship with them.
What?
And can lead us back.
This idiot helped them escape?
I was merely a floor mopper who happened to be on the same ship as before. I was forced to leave my former role as a centurion, as I was not very good at my job.
It is why, Lady Veth, I am having you lead the charge yourself. And this one can provide the intel you need.
Yes, I can provide plenty of intel. There's a kumquat. And there's a big red one, and there's a beastie.
I'm sure you can see why we need someone with your intelligence there.
What on earth will this creature contribute to our intelligence?
I can let you know that you should not get a job with gnomes or dwarves, because they expect you to be a team player, and bathe regularly, and don't sleep on top of your mop.
He knows that they were taken not to the Dwarven Alliance, but rather to the Badlands.
Oh, yes, I know that too. Yes, that was something that I figured out, because people kept saying, this is the Badlands, and they repeated it over and over again, so that's where they went.
All right, I suppose you can join my Shadow Warriors, but you will keep quiet until I speak to you.
I will keep quiet until you speak to me, yes.
Very good.
When can I expect my first paycheck?
I will handle that personally.
Very good. I'll contact Demon Resources to let them know that I've changed jobs for the third time this month. Oh, mine has been a busy month.
Far up on a mountain, as high as the clouds, and higher some still, is an ice cave, and inside a giant beast stirs, uncoiling its long serpentine neck, white scales flashing with electricity, as Snowball, the ice dragon, sticks their head and neck out of the cave and sniffs.
Something is wrong with magic.
And we return to the clearing and we see a phalanx of flying red demons landing and folding their wings. And we see shadow demons dispersing from their backs. And we see Lady Veth bent over, her head gone, as if decapitated. And everyone is standing in a circle around Lady Veth, waiting as she pulls her head out.
They're definitely here.
Where?
Right below you.
Those are plants.
Yes, it's just a camouflage. If you go through the camouflage, there are little fairies everywhere.
Perhaps we don't need the demons, Lady Veth. Perhaps we should move forward your people at this point.
Well, we certainly don't need anyone but the shadows.
It's my first day.
But who's this?
He is one of the demons.
Hi, I'm Gary. Narf is my uncle.
His name is Gary. Perhaps I should take care of the demons, your lordship, Lady Veth.
Why is one of Narf's relatives part of my shadow demons?
Well, we did not choose who carried us here. I'm afraid Narf made those decisions.
My uncle wants me to get more practical experience, so he thought I should come along.
Put him in the back. Put him in the back.
Step this way.
Okay.
No, wait. I was told I was supposed to be in the back because I am ugly and stupid and do not have good ideas. Now I've been told that Gary is in the back, and Gary is much more dumber than I am. So I am asking, who is the dumb person in this group?
Bring the one eye to me.
Oh, good. All right, Gary. Ha, ha, ha.
Wait, I've got one eye.
You have to be in the back. I am going into the front. You are a back. Now I am a front. Lady Veth wants me. Hello, Lady Veth. Oh, I see we're about to attack a poppy field. Yes, truly a military victory for us.
Listen to me.
All right.
You seem to have some kind of relationship with those three.
Oh, yes, I would lock them up and beat them mercilessly.
But on the ship, you must have developed some sort of friendship with them.
Oh, no! What happened was, I was hungry and wanted a treat, and then the kumquat gave me a treat, and then I became rock solid for half an hour. And then when I came to, people said, you're fired!
Wait a minute. You became rock solid after taking one of the kumquat's treats?
Yes, the kumquat baked a cake, and I ate it, and I became solid as stone. All the weight gain. Usually you gain a little bit of weight when you eat something dessert-like.
That's enough!
I heard they're handing out treats later.
To the back, Gary! To the back!
Stay in line. Your ladyship, I apologize, but should we not locate them first before we attack?
I did locate them. They've seen my face right in front of them. All we have to do now is lean in and scoop them up.
Ah, the puppies, your ladyship.
The little people underneath here.
Yes, I see. Yes, your ladyship. We await your orders.
So we're attacking ants, is that it? Are we made war against the ants? Oh, I will crush their anthills, and I will make sure they do not collect things for their queen.
Here's what you're going to do, One Eye, unless you want to lose your other eye.
Oh, I do not.
You're going to go in there, and you're going to talk to them, and you're going to tell them that their only chance of survival is to come out of that little covered clearing they're hiding in.
All right. I will tell the ants that they should surrender immediately.
And be sure not to eat any sort of pastries or cakes.
Oh, yes, because of the weight gain.
We cut back to the street where Lady Beth's head has disappeared suddenly from the sky and the bell stops ringing.
Okay, so this may be an actual emergency. I need everyone to partake in emergency program Alpha Century Foxtrot 42.
We don't know what that is.
Yeah, we're not sure what that
everyone
is.
Everyone hide!
Okay.
All the fae pop out of existence on the street all around you.
Why can't you guys just do what I say like they do sometimes?
We
I don't
can't
think it's asking a lot.
Do
I said everyone
that
hide, they hid, you're still standing here.
Have you literally forgotten in just 4 days that you know people who you haven't created who aren't fae?
All I need you to do is follow Alpha Century Foxtrot 42. I thought it was pretty clear. It's in your manual.
The only place where I can hide is in Darcy's apartment, and I don't even know where that is.
Well, it's just 2 blocks over and 1 block up.
Do we have enough time to get there?
Probably not.
I'm just going to stand here until something happens.
That's a good strategy. Let's stand our ground, meet the aggressors, and maybe parlay.
Okay, well then, could you pop back into where we can see you?
Oh, right.
Good. Now, this isn't so bad. We know the demons are here. What can they do, really, right?
Well, they could murder us.
Oh, yeah.
But very quickly and very efficiently.
They're not going to murder us. They're probably going to send one of their most skilled investigators to find out how much information we have. Because, hey, we've got a magical veil over a little town in the middle of the forest. That's interesting. And I'm sure they're going to be interested in that.
Cut back to the mountain, far, far up in the sky, where a giant ice dragon is unfurling its wings and launching, heading in a very specific direction. And we return to the small Fae Village, as the three adventurers hear a familiar voice coming down the street.
Centurion, Centurion, Centurion. All right, I've got to find out some information about this ant town. Hello? Hello, ants?
Is that who I think it is?
Ants.
I thought he was still on the airship.
That's what I thought.
Didn't they, like, attach him to the front of it as a statue so you kind of lead them forward?
Yeah, you turned him into stone,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
What is he doing here?
Ant people! Is this a house of ants?
There's nobody in here!
Oh, I think someone's in there because you say that someone isn't, or it's not an ability that ant has. Are you an ant of trickery? Oh, you are an ant of trickery. So you should come out right now and be counted so I can count how many ants of trickery there are.
There's only one.
There's only one ant of trickery.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll find out how many ants of trickery are next door.
Okay.
Centurion, Centurion, Centurion. It's a place of tricksy ants at each and every door.
Hello, can...
Excuse me for a moment. I must find out how many ants of trickery are in this house.
Hey, leave the little people alone.
Hello,
hello. Hi!
You living in the gumdrop house, are you an ant?
Are you looking for ants?
I am looking for ants, because who else would be living in the middle of a poppy field in the middle of the forest?
Oh, I'm just a poppy flower.
You're a poppy flower?
Yeah.
But you can talk.
No, you just think I can talk.
Are you my imagination?
Yes.
Wait a second, can ants talk?
Yes.
That's cat talk, so they're not part of my imagination? Or am I imagining them too?
You're imagining everything.
Oh, my lord, I'm having some sort of a psychotic break. I'm terribly sorry.
Hey, you, Centurion, what are you doing here?
I'm here on the orders of my Lady Veth. I'm a Centurion again. No more floor mopping for me.
Lady Veth, huh?
Now, are you an ant? I remember you as being some sort of a beastie.
I am clearly not an ant.
Then why are you in the middle of a poppy field in the middle of a forest?
What are you doing here? How did you get off the ship?
Oh, it's very simple, you see. I am ugly and stupid, so the gnomes do not want me working on their airship all of the time because of my foul odor and bad attitude. So I was brought back when they were returning Rachel to her home village.
Oh, I see. So you're here on the part of the demons.
That's right. I'm a demon, and I work with the demons once again. And I've been told that we are committing an act of war against the ants in this field.
Interesting.
Are you harboring ants? Do you live in a house of ants? How many ants live in your house?
I don't live in a house of ants. And there's only three of us here in this village. You can clearly see us. There's the fairy, the half-demon, and me. So why don't you just talk to us?
Oh, I remember everyone now. I may only have one eye, but I recognize the look of you. So, you, Kumquat, do you still do Kumquat-y things? Or are you an ant now, too?
I guess I could be an ant if you want, but I've got a question for you.
All right, what is that?
You keep calling yourself ugly and foul-smelling and things like that, which is really, I mean, I don't think it's okay to call yourself that. If other people call you that, you can't necessarily control it, but I don't think you should call yourself that because it's not good for your self-esteem and self-identity. Further, you just got a promotion, yet you're still being so negative about yourself.
No, you see, I know that I'm ugly and ill-tempered and stupid, and knowing that has given me my old job back. Full circle. My life is going great. Centurion is a centurion again. You, Red One, are you some sort of ant as well?
Please, no, I'm not an ant. What? Could an ant do this? Bazooka.
And a bazooka appears in Blatt's hands.
Oh, I didn't actually think that that was going to work.
And we cut back to the field, where three phalanx of demons are all lined up and some shadowy figures are in front of them flitting around as one approaches Lady Veth.
Lady Veth, are you sure that sending that idiot in there was the right move? It's been a while.
Yes, it has. But he was only sent in there as a distraction. Now we strike when their guard is down, and I'm sure they're stuck in some ridiculous inane conversation with that stupid demon smudge.
Yes, brilliant as always, lady. If I say so, your ladyship, what is your real plan?
Strike now.
Yes, Lady Veth, and all the shadows dart forward and down, shrinking into size, and disappear into the veil.
Did you see that? They all changed.
Gary, for the love of everything that is demonic, shut up!
I'm just trying to learn.
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Michael Howie, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Ren, Becky Arenivar, Kona, Lillianne Johnston, and Amber Cabs. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
I thought you would be excited at my return. But when I showed up, you looked very angry and confused.
I wanted it in a different guy.
I thought
I like
you
things
were,
to make sense.
I thought you were my biggest
You're
fan.
Playing the now, wrong game for that.
I think you seem to think that I'm being overused, which is bad.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Look to the sea.
Wayland's assembled a team. They're inside already.
This was a risky gamble. There will be consequences for the both of you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I thought you said this would be a quick in and out job!
Did I say that? I'm not gonna lie, I'm drawing a blank here, Johnny.
Peace of mind. Is that what you call it? You think that what you've given me is peace of mind?
I knew you'd come out on the other side. That's just you, right? You never give up. Unless you're giving up on me.
It's always raining in Neo Atlantis.
It can't rain all the time.
That'll be enough, Mr. Indri. Enough conversation. You have a job to do. Finish it. Kill them. Return Alex Webb to us.
The sentiment will surely get me killed in the process, but I mean, none of us get out of this life alive. Am I right?
Cybernautica Breakwall, Cybernautica Undertow. A production of Red Fathom Entertainment. Presented by the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to both complete series now. Welcome to Neo Atlantis.